Spirit Catholic Radio, KVSS. We are Catholic Radio for the Christian community. Good morning and welcome to Spirit Mornings with Bruce McGregor and
Chris McGregor.
And today, Chris, we are delighted to have with us the Archbishop of San Antonio, His Excellency Jose Gomez. And Archbishop, good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning to you all, and happy to talk to you this morning.
Archbishop, we are deeply blessed to have you today because a good friend of ours, David Scott, brought to our attention an absolutely beautiful pastoral letter that you have presented to the people of San Antonio, which we've claimed as our own, because when you talk about the tender mercy of our God and forgiveness and reconciliation in the Christian life, I think that's a message that all of us need to hear.
Thank you. I hope so.
Well, you make it very clear in just at the very beginning, something we shouldn't forget, that the gospel is a message of reconciliation.
Yes. Yes, I really believe that reconciliation is the heart of the gospel. And it is something that sometimes we forget because we are busy in taking care of our own stuff and things. And I think our world needs more the saving words and actions and life and teachings of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Oh, and I think, you know, the readings that are coming up this weekend when we hear the story of the prodigal son, it is a message that is timeless in our society today.
Well, absolutely. I had a conversation yesterday afternoon with some young women that are here in San Antonio for a spring break from different universities and colleges in different states. And they were asking me about specific area that I think is important for the church now. Mm-hmm. And I talked to them about this, the need for reconciliation. I think it's lacking there. It's something that we need. It's obvious that our world needs a better understanding of reconciliation and penance.
Do you suppose, Archbishop, it has become in our society, we are not capable of understanding exactly what we need to be forgiven for, that we've lost the sense of what sin is?
Oh, yes. I think the part of the problem that we have is that we have lost the sense of sin. First of all, in our relationship with God, it seems like it's almost impossible to commit a sin nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
And then once that sin is not existing, then there is no need for reconciliation. But the interesting thing in my mind is how much people need good understanding of forgiveness. I was talking to these young ladies about how on television there are so many shows that are related to forgiveness, like Judge Judy and all the others.
Yeah.
And Dr. Phil and all that, there is a sense of people looking for somebody to tell them, you are right, you are wrong, you have to forgive. And we have that in the Catholic Church,
mm-hmm.
in the sacrament of reconciliation and forgiveness, but unfortunately, because we have lost the sense of sin, then we don't take advantage of the beauty of the sacrament of reconciliation for our personal lives.
You point out so beautifully in your pastoral letter that despite what many would have us believe, that there is no sin that is victimless or private.
Well, I think it's another thing that we see in our society, that there are so many tragedies, and we have war and terrorism, and even just the challenged in marriage and daily life,
mm-hmm.
the business world, that sometimes we have differences with other people, and our sins make an influence in the lives of other people. So we need to be aware of that.
Well, one thing that I think of too is a lot of times when we think of our sinfulness, we forget things like our greed, our need for things, and so much we want in this society anyway, we all want more and more.
Yeah.
But we fail to see who pays for that. We might be able to get something cheaper, but what worker has had to sacrifice because of low wages, or at what expense does our consuming things all the time, what does that influence our society? There's always a victim, isn't there?
It is. There is always somebody that suffers as a consequence of our actions if we are not careful. In the same way that we can make so many people happy and we can improve their lives, we act according to God's laws. But we are intrinsically related to other people. We cannot forget that. And if we learn how to forgive, then it will be easier to get along with people, husband and wife, and parents and children. Because life is not perfect. We all make mistakes. And we see it sometimes nowadays in the difficulties in married life and the numbers of divorces among Catholics.
Mm-hmm.
There is a problem, and we don't learn how to forgive, and then we need a divorce.
Right.
That's not going to solve any problem. But I think it's essential to see the reality of sin, the consequences of sin, and how, in a positive way, we can make life better for others.
Well, and that's what comes from the beauty of the sacrament of reconciliation and penance. And as you point out, I mean, we've lost a sense of what the church tradition calls the four last things.
Yeah, we forgot that this is not our permanent city.
Mm-hmm.
We are citizens of heaven, and the goal of our life is to go to heaven. So we're just passing through life here on earth.
And in realizing that, again, there's different types of sins. You point that out, that even the apostles drew different types, but all wrongdoing is sin. But some, it's a bit worse when we talk about the mortal sins.
Yeah, because it affects our soul in a different way, especially because it cuts the relationship with God. To stay permanently in the state of sin, it really causes our soul to be much more separated from God. And if we received sacramental grace through the sacrament of reconciliation, then we can make a lot of progress in spiritual life. And that's going to also make a difference in our daily life, the way that we work, in the way that we talk to other people, in the way that we just see life in its fullness.
You're very careful and very strong not to reduce the gospel to something that's negative, because it's not, is it?
Well, I think that's something that we have to recover in the Catholic Church, the beauty of our faith.
Mm-hmm.
That our faith is joyful, it's something positive. We have a lot to say and to share with people around us. Sometimes people think that Catholics are just saying no, 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 and that everything is a sin and that everything is negative and we cannot watch TV, we cannot enjoy life. And I think it's just the opposite.
Yes.
You know, there are some people that should be joyful. That's we Catholics, because we have the joy of Christ in our lives, the Eucharist, the presence of the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist, and the beautiful teachings of love and compassion of our Lord Jesus Christ.
And this sacrament is also a very positive spiritual weapon, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, my experience as a Catholic and as a confessor is that when we receive the grace of the sacrament of reconciliation, we have a clean soul and a new perspective on life. So I think it brings joy to our lives, knowing that God is a merciful God that forgives our sins and organizes a big celebration when we acknowledge our sins, like in the parable of the prodigal son.
Archbishop, as you point out here, and it remains kind of an essential law of the Catholic Church that we certainly try and receive the sacrament of reconciliation at least once a year.
Right.
But really, that just seems way off the mark. I mean, we should be using this sacrament a lot more and encouraging our loved ones and encouraging other people that we know that are Catholics to really use this sacrament and use it often.
Especially our children.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mentioned that also in the pastoral letter that parents should bring their children to confession and go to confession, that the kids can see that it is a normal and joyful thing to do. I think we really will change our perspective and our understanding of the Catholic faith when we use the sacrament on a regular basis.
Again, just to appeal to this weekend's reading, the parable of the prodigal son. Everything that you've talked about now, really you can find in this quintessential story in the gospel.
It's a beautiful story, isn't it?
Oh, I mean, who can't relate to so many of the characters in this? And
I think, and
you point out in the pastoral letter, to admit our guilt is hard to do in this culture.
Yeah, you know, somehow it seems like we are always looking for somebody else to blame.
Mm-hmm.
What is happening in our lives, our parents and grandparents and our neighbors and the government and everybody.
Right.
When really, we all are sinners. And mm-hmm. if we discover the beauty of God's forgiveness and mercy, then our world will be much better.
We have a hard time admitting when we've offended God. We can blame it on everybody else. We have a hard time admitting that.
I agree. It's challenging, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Well, we don't like to do that. What I have a hard time, Archbishop, is I have found such peace and healing in reconciliation, having gone frequently. I scratch my head sometimes, and I look at my friends, and I say, why don't you go? You always feel better afterwards. It always,
yeah.
Like you said, there's such a joy that fills your heart.
I think it's part of human nature, the need for forgiveness. So when we go frequently to receive the sacrament of reconciliation, and also just the effect of grace in our souls, we don't think too much about it, but when we have the grace of God, everything becomes much easier. Even simple things as smiling or be nice to other people becomes like a second nature once that we have the grace of God. So I think the sacrament of reconciliation is the sacrament of joy, and it's very positive.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe you can help me. Why is it so difficult for people to receive the sacrament, to go to confession?
Well, I know sometimes we feel that we've been so egregious or done things that are so terrible. In speaking of mortal sin and the rare occasions, God bless, that, you know, that things like that happens, that I think sometimes people just don't feel they can be forgiven. They don't really understand that that whole notion. I mean, you put it so beautifully here. God will never force us to love him. He respects our freedom and dignity too much for that. And I think sometimes when we lose that, we just feel, wow, you know, that's a little hard to understand. How could I be forgiven for this?
Or we've justified our sins. I mean, somehow when we do something, we accept a culture that says, but it made you feel good, or actually, it's not so bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we justify in our heads because we don't want to admit it.
And I guess from our part, the priests, we need to be welcoming and understanding. Because sometimes people have the impression that the priest is some kind of mean person.
Yeah.
It's going to give a huge penance, you know. I think the example of our Lord in the parable of the prodigal son and just the healing ministry of Jesus is a wonderful example for us priests on how we have to open our hearts and receive everyone and be able to comfort them and give direction in a positive way, that confession becomes a joyful experience for our people.
Mm-hmm. As a mother, Archbishop, I've had times when my kids have come running to me and are crying because they've either done something or something's been done to them, or they've actually physically hurt themselves. And sometimes just holding them and saying, it's okay, you're going to be all right, and knowing that they're loved and
exactly.
You help them out. I think for adults, I think that's the analogy that when I fly to confession, it's out of that spiritually I'm in tatters. I think sometimes we forget that Christ is present there, that we're going to Father and confessing, and we don't realize that it's Christ there who's waiting for us.
That's right.
Right. God is the one forgiving us our sins, not just the priest. The priest is just an instrument in the hands of God.
Mm.
But I suggested to the priest in the Archdiocese to find times that are friendly for families and for busy people. Because if we reduce the time of confession just to Saturday afternoon, it becomes very challenging for people.
Oh, yeah. Well, good for you, Archbishop. As a pew person, I'm really excited to hear that.
Yeah. But don't you think that it will help a lot if we have more family-friendly times for confession?
Oh, yes.
Oh. I really do. I just think it's the answer that helps a lot of our ills.
Mm-hmm.
And it brings us closer. And I think the emphasis that you place on an examination of conscience is important, too. A lot of people don't know how to do that. And they think it's there to make you feel guilty, but actually it's very freeing.
Yes, it is. It is. And I think the other thing is that it helps people to prepare themselves to go to confession. Because sometimes they do not know what to say. And if we think regularly on what are the good things that we have in our lives and what are the things that we can improve, we discover little things, and that becomes part of our confession. And as you said, it frees, it makes us more free because we get rid of the baggage that we have.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Sometimes we have such a tremendous amount of weight on our hearts or on our souls because of this breach that we're carrying, the sin that we're carrying on our hearts, that when we examine our conscience, it's like you're able to recognize it and peel it off yourself. And then you just turn it over and give it up. Now, I think that's what makes you feel lighter.
Yes.
You know, I'm not trying to sound ethereal, but it's just, there's such a beautiful gift that awaits us. And it's really hard to grow spiritually if you have the sin that blocks you.
Absolutely. I think it's the action of the grace of God and the exercise of feeling the healing power of our Lord makes our life much better, and we can grow a lot in our spiritual life.
Archbishop, I hearken back to the teachings of Teresa of Avila, where she was, for so many years, for 20 years of her life, she felt she was in a lukewarmness until she realized that even venial sin is something that you have to repel against, even that, because that will weigh you down, just because you don't recognize that it's something that's harming you.
Maybe one good example is the kind of shoes that we wear.
Uh-huh.
You know, you have shoes that are bothering you. I mean, it's not a big deal, but you have shoes that are more comfortable. You can walk better, and you can go faster, and you can stand still for a longer period of time.
Mm-hmm.
So I think venial sins are those little uncomfortable shoes,
yeah.
Right.
That we need to change, and then our personal life will be much better if we are able to eliminate that.
Right. Well, I think as you pointed out too, Archbishop, with your quote from Pope Benedict when he was talking about our sins kind of always be the same, but we do clean our homes, our rooms, and other kinds of things. So, I mean, Lent particularly is a great season to be really aware of where all that dirt is and cast a light on it and try and clean things up. And certainly reconciliation is the sacrament that is that's there, it's available, and we should be, we should be taking advantage of that to clean up all of these little repetitive kind of actions we have. Because in going through this exercise, it really teaches us where our faults are and things that we can work on to make ourselves better Christians and have a better relationship with God.
I think part of it is the sense in our society that we have to be perfect.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, we are supposed to be number one.
Right.
that's what the kids are taught in school, and everybody's supposed to be excel in everything that we do. The reality is that we are human persons and we should strive for perfection, but we are sinners and we make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
We need, you know, the grace of the sacrament and just to, as you were saying, clean our soul more often that we can be better.
Archbishop, you wrote one of the most beautiful passages I've seen in reconciliation where you call the confessional is the great school of mercy.
Oh, yeah.
It is in the confessional that saints and martyrs learned and received the strength to love their enemies and to forgive their persecutors. It is by being forgiven that we can forgive.
Absolutely. Yes. I mean, we say that in the Our Father every day.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But to feel it in a real way, And it's difficult to forgive even the people that we love.
Mm-hmm.
So when we receive forgiveness, it makes easier for us to forgive others. It's really a manifestation of love. Christ gave his life as a redemption for our sins, out of love. And we are able to love others if we are capable of forgiving them.
Well, and that's, as you say, is the spirit that our country needs and that our world needs. And it has to start with us, but because we need this in this country too.
Oh, we do. And we see how much is needed in the world, just thinking of the horror of terrorism.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is some of these things that we see, war between countries and peoples that have been going on for centuries, at the bottom you see the need of reconciliation and forgiveness.
I think we need to as a country too, because we have been so blessed that when we have brothers and sisters who have come to this country struggling to be able to provide a life for their families from other countries. And we're so harsh today, Archbishop. I mean, yeah. We speak of people not as individuals, but as illegals or aliens. We label them, and it's just, there's such a lack of charity.
Oh, yes. We have lost the sense of that these people are brothers and sisters of ours. They are mm-hmm. fathers and mothers and children, and they are coming here to provide for their families and to improve themselves in the way that they participate in the life of society. Mm-hmm. It is true that probably they came without the proper documentation,
mm-hmm.
but it's not totally their fault, because there is not an easy way to come to this country. You want to perform menial jobs.
That's right.
So I think that's what the bishops of the United States are also asking for, a more comprehensive immigration reform, because we want to protect our borders, and at the same time we are a country of immigrants, and they are our brothers and sisters. You look at the Bible,
yes.
And the Gospels, and it's all about welcoming other people. So I think it's an important aspect of reconciliation in our country.
Well, it's through that confessional, that spiritual mercy that we obtain, that we're able to do the corporal works of mercy and the spiritual works of mercy. Because it has flowed to us, it should flow out of us.
Yes, and I think it's related also to the culture of life that Pope John Paul II talked about,
mm-hmm.
How when we understand the human person, where are we coming from and where are we going, and the sense of redemption, then we learn to respect other people as they are.
That's what Our Lady of Guadalupe, the Merciful Mother, would want all of us to be united in.
Especially now that we live in a secular society that is trying to push God aside, we have to be united.
Mm-hmm.
And we are united when we are able to forgive and love one another, no matter what.
Right.
So I think Our Lady of Guadalupe is bringing to all of us that message of love and reconciliation, the tender mercy of God that is so essential for us as Catholics.
Right, mm-hmm. and that love and mercy really needs to begin at home, too, in the domestic church as well.
Absolutely.
Well, Archbishop, we want to thank you so very much for being with us today and for writing this wonderful document. Again, it's called The Tender Mercy of Our God. It was a pastoral letter, that is, to the people of God in San Antonio. And Archbishop Jose Gomez, the Archbishop of San Antonio. Archbishop, before we conclude, could we ask you to bestow your blessing upon us and our audience?
Sure. But before that, I need to ask for your prayers.
Oh, yes, of course.
For my ministry here in the Archdiocese and for the people of the Archdiocese of San Antonio.
Oh, you have them, Archbishop. Mm-hmm. You have them.
Thank you. And let me give you my blessing. May Almighty God bless each one of you and your listeners, that the grace of God, especially the mercy of God, be in your lives and in your families. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Thank you again, Your Excellency,
thank you,
so
Excellency.
Much for your gift of time today.
Thank you.